This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A recent survey at the University of Pennsylvania shows many new parents are not aware of sudden infant death syndrome and how to prevent it. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams with more on that.
Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, is the unexpected, unexplained sudden death of a child younger than 1 year old. SIDS deaths have been on the decline in recent decades, thanks in part to a federal awareness program. But a new study from UPenn shows many don't know that babies should be placed on their backs to sleep and that smoking at home raises the risk of SIDS.
Women under 50-year-olds are most likely to know babies should be placed on their back for sleep. 76% of them know. While men over 50 years old are least likely to know. Just 54% of them know. So we just want to make sure that all potential caregivers know it's safest to place an infant on their back when putting them to sleep.
Laura Gibson is a senior data analyst at the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. She says families also need to discuss the harmful effects of smoking around infants.
This one, actually, fewer people knew it was true overall, just over half. And there was just a lot more uncertainty about this question. About a third were not sure. And again, we saw variation by age and gender.
The federal Safe to Sleep campaign began in 1994. The office was terminated in April. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.